This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. You're considered tall for a female, right?
Yes.
And how tall are you?
5'9".
5'9".
Yeah.
You know, there are, it's been this interesting ride for me with the NCAA Women's Tournament and Iowa and Caitlin Clark and now the WNBA Draft and then moving forward, our buddy Tat.
Yeah,
he's got DJ five games for the Chicago Sky.
Yeah.
I have a hard time looking at pictures of women and telling how tall they are when it comes to regards. Yeah. Like, Juju Watkins is 6'2", yeah. And she doesn't feel like that to me.
I'm short compared to those guys.
But she's not even really tall. But does Juju Watkins look 6'2 to you when you see a picture of her?
No. No. But that's the tricky thing. We'll get acclimated.
No, no. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying with, like, the men are so... I remember years and years ago... we took a tumbling group over to Indianapolis to, they were going to perform at a halftime of an NBA game for the Indiana Pacers. And they were playing whatever team Sam Bowie played for the other team, New Jersey or somebody, I don't remember. And so we had to stand in the area like when the game was getting ready to go to halftime, where the players would come out or into the thing and we'd go take the kids out to the court.
Yep.
You've never seen human beings that look like this. I mean, it's like a movie. It's like CGI. Your brain can't even process somebody like Sam Bowie.
No.
Yeah. I had an experience, not with NBA players, but when I went to the Illini volleyball game back when they were in the Final Four. And you don't. I know the volleyball players are taller than I am, and I know they're tall.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you go down on the court side to go to concessions, and they walk out after a match, and you're like, okay, I'm short. I'm short.
Right.
They're 6'2", 6'3".
My only point is, like, you walk
short.
Through most of your life considered
yes.
to be tall.
Yes.
And then you go over here and you go, not so much. Now,
right.
Think about my world. Sam Bowie's 7'1".
Right. Yeah.
And you just, there's nothing proportionately that like, clicks in your head to make you understand it at all. Like that Shaq hand, you know, like you put your hand in and up at the Bulls game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you go, well, is it possible?
You know, in Atlanta, I was down by the bench with the Dream Team, and they had 7'1" David Robinson, 7'1" Hakeem Olajuwon, and and 7'1" Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
All the other players were 6'7" and above, 6'9", and they were already really tall. And David and Hakeem looked like really lanky beanpole tall guys.
Yeah.
Shaq walks over and you're like, how are you in full proportion just scaled up?
Like Jack and the Beanstalk.
I mean, you're like unreal.
Yeah.
You can make sense of a tall, lanky thing, sort of.
When you look at hand size, I mean, you go like.
And Sam Bowie was built like Shaq in that way. He was very stocky and tall. Oh, my goodness.
So, anywho, I'm a big Juju fan. I love the commercial she was doing, you know, with the NBA guy and then the barbershop and whatever. And she's going to be fun to watch next year. She'll. Freshman.
Right.
But I thought of her as a smaller kind of guard. Nope, she's 6'2".
No.
Yeah.
Okay, Cameron Brink looks fairly tall to me on TV.
Yes, she does. It's her build.
Yeah.
And also, when you watch the big teams against the big teams, it's tall girls against tall girls. When you watch a big team against a not-so-big team, it's 6'2 guards guarding 5'6", 5'7 guards.
There's a girl that's 6'7". She played for South Carolina?
Cardoza. Yeah. She's the one that was drafted by the Chicago Sky.
She is.
Camilla?
Yeah.
My lord.
And 6'7", and you go, she looks 6'7".
Every bit of it.
Because, you know, that was Iowa trying to go through the paint.
Wow, that's a tree,
get
man.
Out of here.
Get out of here.
All right. Well, good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. We like to wrap it up at the end of the week having fun. I know there's plenty of serious stuff in the world going on and lots of things to talk about. But, man, you can drive yourself nuts with that in a 24/7 news cycle. So we just like to come in here Friday mornings at 8 o'clock and have a good time with Angela. Maybe give you some good advice. Right now, I want to know what food truck you would go to.
Oh,
it's the food truck frenzy, which benefits the United Way. So everyone wins. This is why this is so great. The United Way makes their money up front from the food truck people and their sponsors.
Yep.
So you're not asked to do anything. You just going out and buying foods, you know, at regular prices supports the whole thing. That's all you have to do.
Love that event.
So you don't have to do anything extra. Are you a food truck person?
I have not gone to many food trucks. Every once in a while when we were in Hawaii, we'd gone to one. But I would definitely go to a Mexican or pulled pork. And if you had pulled pork nachos, I'm there.
Okay, I'm sure.
La Perlita, Taquerita La Perlita is going to be there, mm-hmm. which is one of my rotational staples.
I'll tell you what, food trucks are big on the U of I campus. And this,
They're big everywhere.
Goodness. I mean, I can't even drive through this one street. I'm like, good Lord, there's four of them parked back to back.
Yeah, right. And then right off Green Street in front of Alma Mater, there's usually a taco truck right there as well.
Yeah, this is up towards the engineering campus. But I'm telling you,
All right, I'm trying to pull up the story here. I was trying to find it on the United Way website, and I was unable to, but I know we have a story that has the full listing of the...
You're making me hungry.
I know. I'm doing this on purpose.
Yeah, a couple things about Fairview Park. One, you're going to see the beginning of the construction of, you know, what is going to be...
Oh, the brand new playground and all
that. Yeah, you're going to see a lot of, like, piping and conduit and stuff down there. And then also, roller skating is going on, so you can bring the family down, eat... Roller skate, you know, via the park district. That is a paid event. You have to pay to roller skate. But you can come to the food trucks and just buy your food. There's no ticket.
And they're in multiple parking lots. They're not all together because there's like nine of them or something like that. So I know that Allen's, Grub Truck, Diggity Dogs, I think the Kona Ice people are going to be there. Yep. Am I in the right year? No, I am not.
Bobby Lanes is going to be there.
Got it. Why does 23 show up before 24? I have last year's story and this year's story. Let me get this. Okay. Allen's Grub Truck, Bobby Lane's Barbecue, Diggity Dogs, Highway Heartburn. I'd like to know what that is because that isn't something it feels like I would want to sign up for, but I'm sure it's wonderful.
Yeah.
No.
I don't mind names like that. Some people, they take them so literally. They're like, I don't want heartburn.
That scares me.
But it's like, hey, this stuff's going to be so good. You're just going to go to where you feel bad.
So there's tacos. Mm-hmm. There's barbecue.
Oh, there you go.
Loaded nachos, smash burgers, hot dogs. There's several artisan sandwiches, chicken tenders, tenderloins, bacon ranch fries, cheese curds, 20 funnel cake flavors, deep fried Oreos. Funnel cake straws, lemonade flavors, shake-ups. Come on.
Pretty much everything.
Let's all go gain some weight collectively tomorrow.
Would not. Oh, Lord.
You can work it off on Sunday.
You're in a park. You could just start jogging.
No. Oh, with the heartburn?
Yeah, you just jog it off right now. and the donuts from the park district. They're going to have their little cinnamon.
Look, there's plenty. So go out tomorrow from 11 to 2 or whenever the food runs out, but then they've got the skating all day. Are you a roller skater? I feel like we talked about this before.
I used to roller skate.
Do you think you still could?
I don't know. My husband's like, yeah, you probably shouldn't do that.
I can do it.
I had actual key skates, you know, back in kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
That I'd put, you know, So, you know, brand new roller skate. Got a brand new key. I got that.
Yeah, boy.
I think my parents probably kept it.
Did you ever customize, like change the wheel color, laces or any of that? Put the pom-poms
on. We lived on a dead-end street when I was growing up in Iowa, and we lived on a little bit of a hill. So I'd get at the top of that hill, and I would just go... just down the hill as fast as I could and just prayed that I would run into this bush and it would stop me.
And then take the grass on the way back up.
Because there was a creek right at the end of that hill. But it was much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
I was never a great roller skater. I never liked to feel like out of control. And the closest I had was my green machine. You could get down to the end of the driveway at full speed and then do the 360 spin before you got into traffic.
Those were awesome. I never had one, but neighbors did. That
was that like a little kid's trike kind of thing?
No.
It was like a big wheel, but it had...
But it had gears and you could, like, it was...
You could turn it.
Big green machine.
Yeah.
Just look it up. You'll see.
That was awesome.
And it was fun. But that timing thing, like to get to the end of the driveway and know exactly how to spin without going into the street.
Yeah. No, there's still quad skates at my house.
Bissell. I have one of these... Uh-huh. Carpet cleaner from Bissell.
What are you talking about?
The big green machine. Oh. I have that.
Not that one.
Not that one.
I was like, I'd never ride that down the street.
No,
I see. I remember those things.
Yeah. Steering wheel.
Yeah.
It had like two gear, you know, where you could control both sides of the, which gave you all the spin action.
Yeah, right. Nice.
The green machine. That was fun. I don't know if they still sell those or not.
I don't know.
It was definitely a thing in the 1970s.
HuffyBikes.com, the iconic green machine family. So now you can get them for up to like $235.
Dude, we were drifting before it was even a name.
Tokyo drifting.
We were literally drifting.
Yeah, so they have a whole family of green machines.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. Get me a green machine day. I might go participate. All right. Anyway, it's okay, right, to go eat and do this stuff sometimes. I know you are a person who...
I like to eat.
You do.
I do.
But you also are not like the Terminator. Like I think some of these fitness people just... They live such an unrealistic life, or if they're being honest, you know, that it turns people off, or people feel like I can never live up to that ideal. You don't have to.
No, I mean, I don't eat crazy every single day, but I don't not let myself have stuff that is awesome
that you enjoy.
That I love.
That's
part of absolutely. It. I love Mexican food, love it, but I don't eat it every day. But when I do, I...
What's your favorite? Is that your favorite? I mean, I'm just looking at the
Mexican
different...
Mexican and Italian. It's hard.
Uh-huh.
I love Italian. Give me a good deep dish, Chicago deep dish pizza, fettuccine Alfredo.
So you're the deep dish, not the thin crust?
I like them both, okay. But if I were to choose, I would choose a deep dish.
Yeah? And I think I'm the opposite. Yeah. I like the thin crust pizza better than the Chicago style pizza.
Yeah, everybody else in my family would disagree with me.
Yeah. Not that there's like a right or wrong answer. It's just your own taste. Yeah. I like, you know, like Monocle's, Del Carmen's is like my wheelhouse of like where I am most happy.
Wafer thin.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And just the right amount of crunch. Yeah. Not too much.
I like a straight up cracker.
You would have loved this restaurant that used to be in Urbana. It's gone now, but...
Which one?
It was called the Jolly Roger.
Oh, yeah.
And it was there when my dad was in school, and I don't know how many years it's been gone, but it was wafer thin, and they would cut the pizza in strips because they didn't want the goodies to fall off.
There you go.
That it was so good.
So
good.
You mentioned Hawaii earlier.
Yeah.
I love Hawaiian food.
And it's generally pretty healthy.
It really is. I mean, and it's also kind of a mix. It's not like any one thing.
No.
But like the happiest I am is with a Hawaiian plate.
Mm.
You pick the meat, you pick the rice, you pick the, and the macaroni salad. So good. I don't know what they do to macaroni salad there, but it is just not like anything you find here. And then the Loco Moco. I could just sit there and like a buffet of that every day. And that is not healthy. I don't believe that gravy is like, you can feel it in your blood afterwards.
Yeah, the short ribs that they would do at a place in Maui were to die for.
Yep. I do not like taros. I mean, I like one of the basic staples of the whole diet. They're not my favorite thing.
Yeah, not.
But I don't know if I have like literally a favorite food, like a favorite kind of food.
Mm.
Yours is Mexican. Nick, do you have
Mexican
one?
Or Italian,
I like a wide variety, but if I had to pick a genre, I would probably go Mexican.
Okay.
There's pound for pound.
Clearly, if you just look at the number of Mexican establishments we have here, it's a lot of people's favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, the demand is there that many of those places exist, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you're going to go favorite food for me, I mean, food, it's ice cream.
Hmm. Is it really?
Yes.
See, I'm blessed.
I wish I didn't.
I do not have a sweet tooth.
That's the only sweet that I really gravitate for. Forget the candy bars, cookies, cakes, donuts, pie. Nope. But ice cream.
Have you tried the rolled ice cream up there in the Walmart Plaza?
I have not.
What?
It's fun. Where they take and they spread it out on like a cold.
So like the cold stone?
Kind of. But then they scrape it up and roll it. Mm. And then like you order a panda and it's in the shape of a panda. It is awesome.
Really?
It's an experience. It's a lot of fun. And
so they make it in front of you?
Right in front of you. And Cold Stone is also coming.
And then how does it get served to you?
Like in cups. Yeah. So they roll it.
I mean, so it's not something you're buying to take home. It's something you're buying to eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go, I mean, like right there.
Yeah. You're making me hungry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's absolute free promo.
Ice cream is good at any time of the day.
Yeah. I am immune to like the deep fried Oreo thing.
No.
You know what I mean? And I'm grateful because that stuff, I'd rather spend the calories on something else.
Yeah. Sweets aren't my thing
either.
I'm
not a deep fried person.
That experience was like, wow, this is unique. It's fun. And it's priced okay. It's priced solidly. And it's just different. It's a lot of fun.
I like smash burgers.
Yeah, there you go.
I like loaded nachos. Mm. I love tacos. La Perlita's are absolute favorite place.
Love it.
In that area. Mm-hmm. Not that there's not a lot of great, it's just, I don't know.
There's so many.
I don't have a meat kebab at home. I mean, I can't do that pork. I can't replicate that, right? Yeah. There's a whole series about tacos on Netflix, mm-hmm. just about tacos.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Yeah.
Like the different regions in Mexico and how they all, I mean, I could just watch it just to look at it.
Yeah, I could give
and
you.
And pork is my absolute
my
favorite.
My stomach is growling.
Is it?
Yes.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could honestly teach about a half hour class on about five or six Mexican restaurants in Decatur and what their specialties are. There are some really, really good ones that I put in rotation.
11 to 2 tomorrow at Fairview Park. And by going out, you're helping to support the United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois. And we thank you. We're also happy to be a sponsor of that. So just go have fun.
And then come and get a membership
go roller
at the
skate.
Y.
Yeah, and then once you roller skate, drive right over to the Y and get a membership.
Go exactly. to the Y when you're in your tears.
How much is it going to take to get rid of these two deep fried Oreos? Right.
They'll give you a tour right then. You can
right
burn
there.
Them off.
Yeah. That's right.
A tour will burn it off.
Shoot.
Have that extra churro.
You should go roller skating.
I do like to roller skate. It's been so long. I probably have to hold on to the edge. And
get one of those walkers.
Get going, you know, just get going a little.
Well, this little thing on wheels you can hold on to.
I
remember when we had a skating party. We did an ice skating thing and we did a roller skating thing. And I'm pretty sure it was with the kids from Webster Cantrell Hall. Like we did a Christmas thing. Eric Lee broke something skating, right? He was like out for like, it was like all kinds of workers' comp stuff. It's like, okay, maybe we should rethink this. And then I remember Matt Hall on the ice at the Civic Center with one of those little things on the wheels. Yeah. And I'm thinking, if he even leans on this thing, it's all going down. Yeah, There's no way it's keeping him up.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I like to ice skate too, yeah.
Yeah, he's a tall, large man.
Yeah.
Center of gravity up.
It looks like one of those little baby grocery carts you get your toddler.
Yeah. It'd compress like standing on an aluminum can.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. All right. Well, plenty of stuff to do in Fairview Park tomorrow. Get out and support the cause. And then stop by and do the roller skating if you would like. Should be a lot of fun. All right. Hang tight. We're going to do a weather. And we get back here. We've got our show and tell today. I brought gifts. So there's a takeaway prize for both Angela and...
Wow.
It's part of the fun for me.
Yeah.
I do love a good Rolex.
I'll tell you, Will loved the Coleman Hawkins. He thought that was cool.
Okay. Did you? All right. Well,
It's up with all my Illini stuff in my family room.
Oh, I didn't see that. One of your art cards?
No. It was a
refractor.
A
refractor.
I'm getting the lingo down. Yeah.
The refractors are the value.
Was it orange?
Orange and blue.
Yeah,
it was, yeah.
So, you know, sometimes the colors just happen
That's
to
what
align
I'm asking.
Yeah. with
mm-hmm. And it did?
My butt kiss is right up there with him.
Yeah.
On my Illinois stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is a little outside. The only reason I'm talking about today is because Lindsay is probably in the state of Indiana by now and absolutely not listening.
Good.
So we can feel free to talk amongst ourselves. Because she'd be like, what is this area we're in now?
This thing has spread.
Yes, it has. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 58. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then clear, low of 39. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 54. And Sunday, some frost, then sunny, high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 46 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:25.
Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. Whether you're ready to build your dream yard or get out on the water, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like 40-pound bags of Blaine's brand wild bird food, $16.99. $5 off your choice of Estate weed and feed or lawn fertilizer. Find great deals on trailers and towing, like $30 off select Curt trailer hitches and mounts. And all Blazer trailer lighting is 15% off for rewards members. We get you outdoors because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
First Mid Insurance Group, First Mid Bank and Trust, and now Decatur have teamed up to bring you the First Mid Ticket Window with your chance to win tickets to see the beloved Cardinals play at Busch Stadium. Listen to Byers & Company from 6 to 9 for your chance to win. When they open the phone lines, be the correct caller at 217-875-1340. Also, keep an eye on the Now Decatur Facebook page for additional chances to win with the First Mid Ticket Window.
What if I told you there were jobs out there offering a starting wage of $22 an hour? Driving a school bus doesn't have to be your part-time side hustle anymore. Experienced drivers can make even more. Alltown has bus driver positions available. And don't forget to ask about their $1,500 training bonus. If you are at least 21 years old and can pass a criminal background check and a drug test, Alltown is ready to hire you today. Call them now at 217-855-0615 or visit alltownbus.com to apply.
Join us on May 4th from 12 till 5 p.m. at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater for an exciting District Arts Jamboree. Unleash your creative side as you paint pots, create art, make friendship bracelets, shop the plant sale, preview arts programs, and more. Be sure to mark your calendars and gather your friends and family for a day full of artistic at the Arts Jamboree. For more information, visit DecaturParks.org or visit our Facebook page.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a beautiful Friday morning after all the turbulence moving through last night. Once again, thank you to all of the responders and people that were out there. Angela made an excellent point. I only got about 40 seconds here before the bottom of the hour news, but how did all those cones get put back up overnight? And barrels. I drove in and it was all pristine, and I know what that looked like last night. Mm-hmm. It had to be all over the place, right? So anyone who had to do the extra, Ameren, whatever it might be, thank you for your dedication and your hard work, and hopefully everyone stayed as safe as possible, and damage was as minimal as could be, but it was a hairy night for sure. If you want to sign up for our texting service, we will send that stuff directly to you. And sometimes, you know, when power's out with whatever, that phone may be the only thing you have access to, and that information will come to you for free. Just sign up at nowdecatur.com. You can opt in to the weather text emergencies, and we don't hassle you with anything else. You just get the weather. We're going to take a break for bottom of the hour news. Show and tell is coming up next. Big show next week. We'll preview some of that before we wrap up today as well. Angela's in the studios from the YMCA. Don't forget the Food Truck Frenzy tomorrow in Fairview Park. We'll take a break for bottom of the hour news. You're listening to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Governor Pritzker joined ADM, InnovaFeed, and local elected officials to celebrate the opening of InnovaFeed's North American Insect Innovation Center in Decatur yesterday. The facility is InnovaFeed's first in North America and part of an effort to scale up production and commercialization of insect protein in the U.S. The plant is adjacent to ADM's Decatur Corn Complex with complementary infrastructure that will allow ADM to directly provide corn byproducts to supply InnovaFeed's insect rearing process and waste heap and steam. DPS 61 Summer EBT program will return this year to provide grocery buying benefits to low-income families with school-aged children when school summer. Summer EBT benefits will come as preloaded cards with which families can purchase groceries. Families will get $40 per month per eligible child. How to apply, go to nowdecatur.com. And check stories, podcasts, and videos at nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Courts back in session for former President Trump's criminal trial in New York.
New York is going down as a very corrupt place to do business.
Trump heading into court this morning. 12 jurors and one alternate are seated so far.
This morning, they hope to get this finished to pick the final five alternates in this trial in order to kick off the opening statements on Monday. The alternates, of course, are used during the trial in case one of the regular jurors drops out for some reason.
On in New York, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. was not involved in an Israeli military strike inside Iran, a limited strike targeting an air base, retaliation for Iran's drone and missile strike last weekend.
The G7 condemned the unprecedented Iranian attack on Israel, unprecedented in scope and scale.
Secretary Blinken at a meeting of G7 allies in Italy saying the alliance is committed to de-escalation region. America's listening to Fox News.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Beautiful start to the weekend. What do the next 3 days look like?
Today, mostly sunny, high of 58. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then clear, low around 39. Saturday, sunny with a high of 54. Sunday, frost in the morning, then sunny, high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 46 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:33.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
It's crazy when you think about Marvin Gaye doing, like, that was my generation's Marvin Gaye. Mm-hmm. Not my parents' Marvin right. Gaye, my generation Marvin Gaye. Come back, and then the tragic death. And I remember, like, it was, like, people, it was kind of controversial to even say sexual healing. Mm. Those were the days. Good morning and welcome. Still love that song, though. Just takes me back to a certain time. Okay, so show and tell today. As always, each and every Friday, we bring something that, whether it's silly or serious or whatever, just means something to us. And it's pretty interesting when you think about all the things that there are in life. And people have just crazy collectibles or just things that just accumulate and I in this later period of my life, like, I don't know why. I have no idea. And is it an addiction, maybe? You know, I'm starting to think, like, maybe this is my cocaine. I don't know.
It's an interest. It's focus. Yeah. It's a place of happiness. Something
yeah, it gives
you joy.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed
That's
to
awesome.
Work, Brian.
Yeah. Except he's going to have to build on to his house.
I think people say that
everything.
About cocaine, probably. anyway.
A little bit more healthy.
So anywho, I love the Topps product, and that is not. That is actually a 2022 Prism draft pick.
This is so cool.
Trent Frazier autograph card, which I got at an auction. Now, the men's autograph cards are not nearly, outside
like
of a Victor or a LeBron,
right.
you know, and particularly in college. I mean, and all you have to do is go look on eBay and look up Caitlin Clark and then look up Zach Edey.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's night and day. Yeah. I mean, his are worth this.
Right.
Hers are going crazy. Yeah. So, but I thought it was cool.
Yeah, worth something to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I like about the auctions is that, you know, if you kind of know what you're doing or kind of mm-hmm. figure out what you're doing, you can really get some really good deals on things that if you were going to buy it outright would cost quite a bit more.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which this is part of the fun of the chase, too.
Love it.
Yeah. And then I have come to enjoy ruining somebody else's bids, you know, meaning even if they get it, they had to spend a lot more to get it.
Yeah, run them up.
And that's the defense mechanism of, like, you losing
yeah,
out.
It's justification.
You go, I didn't get it, but that cost him $20 more.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's going, I got it, but I can't believe I had to spend that $20 extra. So anywho, so what has piqued my interest about it, and I still largely am only collecting F1 because the new Chrome series came out, and now, you know, there'll be new Turbo attacks probably June, somewhere around there. And as the season goes on, and this was the first time I got to buy real time, meaning it wasn't secondary, third, fourth market. It was when it was dropped, which was an incredible experience versus after it had already been out and people had collected the good stuff and then they're selling it, you know, at much larger prices. So it was a lot of fun this year. But one of the things that I did over the last year and a half is these Topps Now, is the real time. It's not real time. It takes about a month after the fact. But whether it's college basketball, they do the Bowman U now. So there'll be cards that come out with, like, you know, for celebrating certain moments.
Ooh, is there a Caitlin draft card?
Yes, there is.
Is it? Can I still order?
It's a panini because that's who she did the deal with. But they have their own. It's not called Now, but they have their own panini kind of thing. So, you know, during the F1 season, after every race, there'll be two or three cards that are released about that specific thing. And they'll be open for a window to buy directly from Topps. And however many they sell is how many get printed.
That's it.
Okay. So you could have, I've got an Inter Miami card that I just got. There's only 430 printed.
Wow.
Because people just missed it or it wasn't Messi or whatever. So it may end up being more valuable than the Messi that 3,000 people buy just by volume.
Scarcity.
So that's how all of that works. Mm-hmm. And it's generally better even to buy it on the secondary market because you don't have to go through Tops and all the nightmare and all that. Because you can get them at a reasonable price if you order them up front. Mm-hmm. Through people who buy 200 of them.
Right.
You know, and then they resell them for a buck or two a profit, but you don't have to do all the headache.
Just as a service.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you get one, like I've got a couple of people that I know are very reliable, you don't have any worries about, they ship them very nicely. And so I'll pick up those kind of things. Now, in the world of the NBA, which is what I dropped off to you in the studios, they have some of these milestones that they will... And they come really cool. I mean, they're packaged in a
slab
with the Topps Now sticker. And the one that I bought two of these is the 40,000 career points for LeBron James. And so this was, and I don't know what the print run, you know, on this was. Yeah. It's probably high. Mm-hmm. But they're already, you know, this, I think I ordered this a month and a half ago and it just came in. But by the time you get it, the prices are already fluctuating online. And it's also kind of one of a kind. It got the 40K, looks like a crown.
You know,
I love
this artwork. I just ordered some stickers. I had some stickers made with the holographic. And so I have a different appreciation for it today than I would have 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I love this thing.
It's a cool card.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love this artwork.
And so these are the three Victors that I've picked up this year.
Topps Nows?
Yes. And so they're like, you know, one is the youngest ever with a 5x5. So 27 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, 5 blocks. And 5 steals. So
he's legit.
It's about a specific game
thing that happened.
Or in LeBron James's case, you know, reaching the 40,000 point. I mean, that's never going to happen again.
Probably not.
I don't know how it could. I didn't think Kareem's record would be beat.
But guys are playing in the NBA at 18, 19.
They're not playing till they're 38.
Not usually.
And so this was for Victor's 1,000th point. Right.
Yeah.
And then this was another history for 229, 24, 28 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 block shots and 5 3-pointers. Like these are things that have never happened before.
That last stat that you just said, 5 3-pointers. We're talking about a 7-foot plus kid out on the arc dropping bombs.
Yeah.
Can play anywhere on the court now.
Yeah. And if you see how thick the cards are, if you just look at the side. So these are something you can get in on like at a relatively inexpensive price if you order up front. Yeah. And then they become a little pricier.
Yeah, because it's FOMO. You missed it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, you know, if 3,000 people order them, that means there's 3,000 of these in the entire world, and they're cool. I mean, they're just, they come in a cool display case. But you could probably get them for $9, $10, $12 up front.
Yeah. I love this card is so good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, when I saw it, I thought, well, I'll get one of those. And then I thought, well, I'll feel bad if I get one of those and I don't get one for Nick because he's the LeBron James fan.
It is a nice one. I just love how it looks. I think it's perfect.
Yeah.
Honestly,
so with the NBA, they do kind of this little more arty stuff than they do, you know.
They lean into it.
Yeah.
They hire artists.
And they're foils. And then if you see the thickness, that's unusual. That's like the Eccellenza, you know, the very expensive F1 set out of Italy. But so I thought, why not? Fun.
Neat.
It was a lot of fun.
Fancy.
Huh?
It's fancy.
They are kind of fancy.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Angela, you got another gigantic bag.
Here, why don't I go?
Okay.
Because it's a good segue. It's a segue. I like to collect autographs, as we mentioned just a little bit ago. So the other day, the largest ever WrestleMania happened. It was big time. Dusty Rhodes, big famous.
Holy cow.
From the 80s, he was on Hard Times, baby.
What did he have a nickname or something?
The American Dream was Dusty Rhodes.
You know, I missed this whole thing. Yeah.
And he never got to the top of the mountain. He got real close, won the belt, and they took it right away seconds later. His son comes along and wants to fulfill that dream, and in the biggest WrestleMania ever against The Rock and The Rock's cousin Roman Reigns, Cody wins it. And so in honor of that just having happened, I brought my autographed 11x17 American Nightmare Cody Rhodes autographed poster. His merchandise is the hottest selling merchandise in the history of WWE. He is on top of the mountain at the WWE at the time, where it's the biggest it's ever been in the history of the sports entertainment. And there he is.
All right, so Dusty Rhodes is no longer with us, right?
Yeah, he died, yep.
And so this is the kid.
This is one of his sons.
I'm trying to think. So he was born in 1945, Dusty. Yeah, Dusty, yep. How old are his kids?
Cody is 38, 37.
He must have had them later in
life. He had two sets of kids.
Okay, he had the two
sets. He had young, and then he had...
the other end.
Yeah, and The Rock said, "You are a mistake." You were just... And they went after it. I mean, it was a beautiful story.
So where did you acquire this?
I got that at a house show in either Champaign or Springfield.
What is a house show?
Non-televised event that happens in between televised wrestling.
And why the word house?
I don't know why.
I mean, like where did it take place?
Someone's house. No. Like the bank.
Yeah, Dusty's going to be wrestling in the family room tonight, kids.
This one I think I got at the State Farm Arena.
Okay.
Or it could have been the Bank of Springfield.
And did you buy it from like a table, or did you actually have it autographed?
I purchased this one.
Okay.
But part of Cody's allure is he will stand and sign for everybody throughout the whole night.
That's cool. Yeah.
So he signed it that day on, you know, and I let the kids do their thing and then say hi and I'm gone.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really cool. I just brought it in. It was a little more relevant because of WrestleMania. I was going to bring in Cheech and Chong in honor of 420. But
you're going to go way back in time, way before your time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I love
Cheech
and Chong.
Is today 420?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, everybody has the munchies. They head out to food truck.
Wingstop has THC wings tomorrow, which is the like tasty hot chili. Uh-huh. Everybody's leaning into it tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare.
I was a Stinger fan.
Oh yeah, Sting was awesome. Yeah.
Who was Stinger?
Sting.
Sting. Yeah. I had his shirt.
The singer?
No.
That's the only Sting I know.
He just had his last match a week ago, or a month ago.
He's like my 60. Age.
No, he's older than you are by a mile.
In fairness to me, when you Google Sting, it's not the wrestler that shows up.
No.
He's not the guy from The Police.
Huh?
Just kidding.
A little bit bigger.
You talking about the guy from the Puff Daddy song?
Oh, my God.
That's what my generation would probably say, unfortunately.
Just one of the many problems with your generation.
Correct, sir.
Like we all have.
He's in Only Murders in the Building.
He was also in the original Dune.
Oh, I know.
Played the bad guy.
Yeah, he did.
He was the tantric yoga guy that could have sex for 12 hours or whatever rumors were in the 80s, right?
Correct.
And they were such a great band of our time, Sting and The Police. And it holds up, right?
Oh, yeah.
But he was always very pretentious.
Mm-hmm. And that's his character in Only
Almost
Murders
everything,
in the
yes, right. You watch the videos or the documentaries about them. Like, him and Stuart Copeland just hated each other. Because Copeland was from America, and he's this very pretentious guy from, like, and they just butted heads the entire time that band was together.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll look into Sting the Wrestler, otherwise known as Steve Borden. Still wrestling. He was born in 1959.
He had his last match. Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah, yeah.
How old was he?
Let's say loosely he was wrestling. There wasn't a lot of moves going on.
Ric Flair's trying to go again, and they're like, "You cannot go again. I mean, stop."
He goes to the Decatur Park District. He's got to go bowling.
He could clean up at those games. Table tennis.
Pickleball, maybe.
Yeah. No, I would say he was wrestling very loosely.
Oh, yeah.
It was not.
Well protected in that match. It was a tag match.
Let's do the break. When we come back here, we'll find out what Angela's brought in today. How many autographs do you think you have, just out of curiosity? I mean, like ballpark.
Thousands.
Oh, okay. Geez.
Most acquired in person.
Where do you keep them all?
Well, there might be like 50 on one ball. You know, so it's not like it.
I guess that's true.
Still divided by thousands. Still a lot of footballs.
Still a lot.
Yeah, cards, you know, albums full.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do Angela's on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. Back with more right after this.
The Making County Fair, Refreshment Services, Pepsi, and Rule King proudly brings you Southern Rock legends, the Marshall Tucker Band, on Thursday, June 7th. Can't see what that woman been doing to me. Hurting your love. Tickets on sale now at MaconCountyFair.com. The Marshall Tucker Band live at the Macon County Fairgrounds, Thursday, June 7th in Decatur.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At Brinkotter Realtors, we're not just here to facilitate transactions. We're here to build lasting relationships. We believe that the heart of every successful real estate journey lies in the connections we make and the partnerships we create. Loyalty isn't handed out, it's earned. That's why we're dedicated to earning your trust every step of the way. Discover the difference at Brinkotter Realtors, building bonds beyond your home. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
Find your way home. Brinkotter.com.
Join us on May 4th from 12 till 5 p.m. at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater for an exciting Decatur Park District Arts Jamboree. Unleash your creative side as you paint pots, create art, make friendship bracelets, shop the plant sale, preview arts programs, and more. Be sure to mark your calendars and gather your friends and family for a day full of artistic enjoyment at the Arts Jamboree. For more information, visit DecaturParks.org or visit our Facebook page.
It took more than makeup, costumes, music, and lights to get me on stage. It took the gift of an organ donor.
Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Be an organ donor, because life does go on.
Register at lifegoeson.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
So Greg Spain asked to pass along to you, Nick, that he worked at WWF at that time event in the Civic Center in the mid-1980s with Andre the Giant on the car.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so mad because I went to a few of those. I won tickets on the radio, or my mom did. And I went to like 3 of them down there, but never Andre.
Yeah.
No, he was here. Oh, Greg, I'm so mad. Andre's my favorite.
Huh. Why?
I don't know. He's just so unique. He's just awesome. Okay. I just love the look.
Macho Man, that was my husband's favorite. He has a shirt. Macho Man.
Love the Macho Man. Yeah. Greg, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
So there you go.
Thank you for that, Greg.
That's pretty cool.
You can pester him if you want about whether he has an autograph or not. I'm not going to be the middleman on that. Reach out directly, please. All right. What do you got in that big towel?
Yeah. Okay.
Angela always brings.
Yes, she does.
She brings it.
I was afraid to bring this because this one's pretty special.
Yeah, I won't steal it. You don't have to be afraid.
Is there an autograph on it? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So...
okay, what I'm looking at from the back, that's awesome. Framed photograph, matted with a faded pastel blue.
I mean, is it six photographs?
Six photographs. Yeah. Looks like they are 5x7s.
Yes.
And they are?
These are, well, this is my grandfather, World War II, and these are my great uncles. So all my dad's dad and his uncles, and all of them in their military gear except for one. There was actually a letter, I believe, if I'm telling the story right, similar to letters that you've heard before, that please don't send him to the war. His father needs him to help on the farm because you don't know if these guys are coming back. So these three were World War II.
Uh-huh.
And he could have gone. This one, his name was Don Olson. He was the only one. He died in the Korean War. And then this was my Uncle Jack. And unfortunately, they're all.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing.
They're all gone.
We don't have any sense today. I mean, I am old enough to remember the draft, you know, but people younger than me have no idea, like, the toll, you know, of not only, you know, closer to my age, the Vietnam War, but Korea and World War II, just how many people served and signed up to serve, and how people lost, you know, whole families, you know, of brothers and uncles, and because of the enormity of what World War II was. And I see those pictures. It's always like, I have the picture in my car, which I forgot to bring up this morning. I have the flag from my grandfather's funeral. You know, he marched up Italy in World War II. And I was very small when he died, but I distinctly remember the funeral where they do the gun salute and the folding of the flag. And when my dad passed on, that came back to me, you know, in a flag, one of the triangle cases. Mm-hmm. And I was just stunned at how vibrant the flag still, I mean, this was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
But that was just the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, the 21 gun salute, it's when it's with someone that means something to you, you know, like with my grandfather, it was just unbelievably moving.
Yeah. Everybody jumps a little bit, you know, I mean, because it is, that was my very first experience as a very young kid, not kind of understanding or knowing, you know, what all that was. But it sticks with me, this memory, more so than I remember him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the memory of that funeral is the thing that sticks to me most about him, because I was very young when he died.
I mean, I was very, very lucky that I had my grandfather for 42 of my years, which is pretty unusual. I mean, and my grandmother, she's still alive. She's the one that's 103.
Hardy people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That story that you told about the photos that you have and the photos that you have, the flag that you have, the flag that you have. I have the photos. I have the flags. That is such a common thing that many people in the following generations can relate to. And I remember my grandfather who served in tanks, you know, all over there.
But don't you think, though, that you get younger than you and there's such a distance?
It fades.
Just to give you an example, our guy wasn't here for 9/11.
Correct.
So let alone go back three wars.
Correct.
I also think it's sometimes too, it's human nature. I'm not blaming young people. It's not anything, it's not a character flaw. It's just we tend to forget our history. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and then, which is why we kind of repeat it over and over again in some ways. Mm-hmm. But that, when I see that, it immediately takes me to a place, it immediately takes you to a place that we relate to.
Yeah.
Those photos and what they look like.
And my dad had this done for me for, I can't remember if it was birthday or Christmas. Yeah. And, you know, just
very thoughtful.
Yeah.
It looks well done, too.
Yeah.
It's well put together.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing.
It's a pretty cool thing.
Absolutely amazing. And I hope, you know, stuff doesn't get lost in attics and you know, gets passed down and people can. That's the only way we keep history alive. And we're not great at it here. You know, you go to Europe or Italy and a place that's far older than we are, and there's such more of an importance on keeping history and knowing it. We're not great at it as Americans.
No. But yeah, this is in my library. And
very
so
cool. Very nice. Thank
and you. I bet a lot of people listening felt exactly what Brian and I did.
Oh,
I mean, that's so relatable to people.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty amazing stuff. I missed the photography of the time, too.
Yeah.
Right?
And you know what? It's so good. Like, just a standard headshot.
Yeah.
Just right on the money.
Yeah.
And then burned in a dark room, printed out, looks just right.
Yeah.
I love that photography.
It's just, some of them are, they're trying to smile, but they're more like a smirk. I don't know.
Yep.
Some of them are a little bit, tiny smile, but most of them aren't.
And many of them are like that.
Yeah.
The ones I saw have been.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Do we need a last break here? We're good to go.
Yeah, okay. let's just finish.
I don't want to throw you off. Mm-hmm. Spain said he was too afraid to ask for an autograph, so there is no Andre the Giant autograph.
Eighth wonder of the world.
You could hand that guy one of the giant Sharpies, and it would look like a toothpick.
Oh yeah, there are famous photos of him holding a beer, regular 12-ounce can that looks like the little like almost a prop. So big.
Gotcha.
His documentary by Bill Simmons, Money Back Guarantee.
Yeah, you told me about that a long time
ago.
So
good.
And I have not watched it. I need.
It's on HBO.
I just have so much in the queue.
It's very
good.
Hey, I
did start watching 100 Days Till Indy. I'm on
the
fourth one. We were watching that.
How
the
is
power
it?
Went out. I love it.
It's good?
Yeah, because I know all the drivers and it's...
Right.
I told you about
except
that.
For one.
Yeah, I know. I saw it the other day. I just haven't had a chance. I right now, the next to the last episode of Shogun watched, you're almost to the point where you can binge all 10. Next week is the final episode. The Challenge All-Stars is back. These are also full of people my age, on Paramount. The difference between Paramount and MTV is like they don't bleep anything out.
Oh, nice.
You know, and like Cyrus shows up. This guy's got to be 56 years old. It's like, these are people that you go back to like when you were 18 watching these people do this stuff. It's crazy. Parrish is unbelievably good. And then tonight or today, the new episode of the best show on TV right now. Sugar and Shogun. Easy to remember, right?
Nice. Love Fallout, too. It is so good. Love it on Amazon.
All right. In case you're looking for something to do this weekend outside of eating food out of a truck in Fairview Park and helping out the United Way and then burning off some calories with the roller skates.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.